It's been a pretty dire year for the global music industry, with sales down by as much as 10% for some companies. That's been compounded by a big rise in CD piracy, which is being blamed for punching a huge hole in record company revenues. Now, efforts to combat the problem are being stepped up. Next year, we'll see the first mass market release of CDs, especially designed to stop people copying them. But the move is proving highly controversial.
Pirate copies now account for 90% of all music sales in China. Worldwide, the problem's got so bad that sinking the pirates is now priority number one for the record companies.
This is an industry that won't be able to survive in the face of that kind of environment. If you can get it for nothing, or literally a dollar, why would you buy it? And at the end of the day, there are an enormous number of people whose jobs and livelihoods and careers depend on getting paid by virtue of the record company selling the recording.
Now, to protect those livelihoods, big record companies like Universal no longer have only organized criminal gangs in their sights. They're going after anyone who buys and copies CDs. Though this is technically illegal in many countries, sales of blank CDs have more than doubled over the past 3 years. So, coming very soon to a record store near you will be a new technology called copy protection. It'll make it much harder to duplicate CDs from home.
Copyright protection works by putting a digital signal on a CD to restrict the equipment you can play it on. So, for example, it probably won't work on your PC at home. The idea is to stop the music being copied onto another CD or put onto the internet. But the music industry's critics say it'll only annoy its customers and do nothing to stop large-scale piracy.
I think it's flawed in two main ways. I mean, first of all, from a technical point of view, a lot of legitimate consumers may not have CD players. They might want to play a CD on a PC or a DVD or a PlayStation, and some of these systems just won't work with it, and they won't know why it is. They'll end up taking it back to the shop.